Poker is a wildly popular game these days, but is it a game of skill or chance? That's one of the questions on Capitol Hill this week. The Poker Players Alliance brought in its top players to lobby against a federal ban on internet gambling. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
From outward appearances, lobbying and poker don't seem to have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Rio and the World Series of Poker presented by Milwaukee.
But the more time you spend with poker players on Capitol Hill, the more you realize they do. Andy Block approached both missions the same way, methodically, as befits someone with 2 degrees from MIT and 1 from Harvard Law.
I have a collection of old poker books, and they talk a lot about poker being played here by everybody, by the representatives and the staff and the presidents and the senators and the Supreme Court justices. Everybody played poker, and everybody still does.
What they don't play, or at least they're not supposed to, is internet poker. Last year, Congress voted to kill off internet gambling by outlawing the financial transactions that make it work. Bill Frist, then the Senate Majority Leader, slipped it into a must-pass bill without debate. The alliance argues 2 points, that poker is a game of skill and that Congress shouldn't tell citizens what they can or can't do on their own computers. That's what Andy Block was doing on Capitol Hill.
Is this everyone? Or?
I think we might have a couple more.
We got almost enough for a poker game, I think.
Block met up with Vanessa Russo and some other poker pros to chat up a sympathetic congressman. Russo is a third-year law school student. She also finished 7th last year in the World Poker Tour Championship. If I'd been expecting some sort of riverboat gambler, she sure wasn't talking like one.
Well, you know, it comes down to game theory, reverse inductive analysis, and a lot of experience in learning about patterns in human psychology, why people will act a certain way, and then learning to decode what they're doing in the current situation to determine the strength and quality of their hand. And since we've played so many hands, we can generally narrow it at least to a range of hands. If not, you know, the particular hand.
An approach that works in buildings of marble as well as at tables of green cloth.
Enjoy.
At the end of the day, the alliance threw a Capitol Hill reception. Barry Greenstein's website lists 14 charities that get his tournament winnings. He suggested he's never thought much of politics.
I'm an academic at heart, so I don't expect their intelligence level to be as high as I'm used to in academia. But actually, I've been pleasantly surprised that the group that I've met is more intelligent than I expect. They listened to the arguments. The people that I got to meet looked like they were hardworking people.
The Poker Players Alliance has 4 lobby firms on retainer. One is the firm of lobbyist extraordinaire Tommy Boggs, another of former New York Senator Al D'Amato. The alliance's director, John Pappas, says they can afford a pretty sophisticated approach.
I'm not going to say which firm is doing what, but we have firms that focus on Republicans. We have firms that focus on Democrats. We have firms that focus on African-American members of Congress. We have firms that focus on females, etc.
This morning, the alliance held a forum on Capitol Hill. Attorney Kenneth Adams said that in order to change the law, they need to scare lawmakers into realizing that poker players can punish them on election day.
And then you got to tell them afterwards that you voted against them because they didn't, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to get 2 of your friends next time.
The poker players are expecting this will be a long game. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.